You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on-the-go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap.
You're now tuned in to WOKB, your urban empowerment and inspiration station. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show only on 1680.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. What can I say, folks? You're listening to Blind and Beyond radio show. And once again, the studio's got problems. What can I say? 407-894-1680. That's the line to call in, but the lines are messed up. And we're here, and nobody can call us, I guess, right now. He's trying to fix it, but what can I say? We're live from Orlando, Florida. And for those that are listening, what can I say? I thought you didn't know the names of the people who were singing those songs. We found out you're still listening, but you're not there with us by calling in. So I guess I'm going to have to talk to Sheila. We got two choices. We'll talk to you since you can't call in. And I want to talk a little bit about something that's important to me. And I know it's important to Sheila. And then after that, if the phones aren't lined or not fixed, we can always go off the air. But here's something important to me. We started this show originally quite a few years ago. Matter of fact, it was on another name when we had, it was called Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No, this is Blind and Beyond.
I know, it was called, oh yeah, it was called Blind Matters. It was called Blind Matters. And then we changed it to Blind and Beyond. Now, when we started that radio show, and we started this radio show, the whole purpose that I started it, because I went blind, and I didn't know any people that were blind, and at the same time, a lot of sighted people had the wrong opinions and the wrong ideas of blind people. And that's why I say we're the bridge between the sighted and the vision impaired and the blind community. I wanted the world to know that we, the blind folks in the world, can do a lot more than people think we can do. Because we can do a whole lot. For those folks who are sitting on your end saying you can't do it, and you can't do it because you say you're blind, that's, to me, is embarrassing to us folks that know you can do a lot more. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's more to life than just your eyes. And I understand of people that are handicapped in many ways besides your eyes. For those who can't walk, for those who can't talk, for those who can't move your hands. But for those folks that can walk and talk, or even go in a wheelchair and they can move the wheelchair, and they can listen and they can talk in the wheelchair. And yes, they're blind. But as far as I'm concerned, you can still do a lot with your life. Now, Sheila here is the president of the state of Florida, Florida Council of the Blind. She's doing a whole lot with her life, and she's totally blind. God bless me, I am blind, yes. I have a little bit of sight. The doctor said I have a little bit under 10%. I can't see faces, I can't see figures, and if you're more than 3 feet, you're a shadow. I can't see that at all. I can't read. I can't do a whole lot. But that doesn't stop me, because I still, people that know me, I'm still aggressive. I still joke around. I still mess around. And I still go in planes, and I still go everywhere. And you can say, well, Lynn, my wife is sighted. That's not the issue, because a lot of times I go without her, because she doesn't like to go on planes. She doesn't like to go anywhere. I do. And the point that I'm saying is, it doesn't stop me. And the point is, I know Sheila, I know Gary, I know a lot of other people who are that are totally blind, like Sherry Brunn, a lot of other people that I'm friendly with. These people are totally blind, and they still go on plane. And they still are the movers and shakers, and they're totally blind. So as far as I'm concerned, just because you are totally blind, just because you have a little bit of eyesight, doesn't mean you can't do anything. You can do a whole lot. Sheila, do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely, Michael. There, you know, it's amazing to me.
Yes, I can.
Who'd I hear?
All right, what about now? Excuse me, I'm sorry, fool. I'm trying to do something here.
Uh-huh.
David, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
I can hear David.
I hear David, yeah.
Can you hear Sheila and Mike and Lynn?
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Yeah, but they're very far away.
They're very faint? Okay.
Oh,
all right.
We can just listen.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay, so then, David, what I can do is let you talk, because I'm picking you up loud and clear on this end over here. And if they have any questions, because I can hear their questions, I'll just relay them back over to you.
Did he call in?
Okay.
No, what I did was I just kind of patched in through my cell phone, trying something different through our auxiliary cord to see what happened.
We'll take him now, and then we'll continue your discussion after.
That sounds good. Do me a favor. One thing I want to try to do to clear up your signals, I want to turn on Wi-Fi calling. Are you able to call me back literally within, like, 30 seconds?
Yes, sir.
Okay, please do that, and then it should be even clearer for you.
Okay, all right. Give me 1 second. Listen, I'm going to call David right back in one moment, all right? So, Mike, go ahead and finish your...
Sheila, finish your thought, and then we'll go to David.
Finish your thought I was talking about.
Well, my thought would be longer than a minute.
Well, that's all right. David can wait.
What are you going to say?
It's amazing to me the misconception of visually impaired and blind people to the general public that have never been around blind people. They genuinely don't believe that an individual who is blind can live by themselves. They just can't imagine that I can get up every morning, I make my coffee, I make my lunch, I go to work, I get dressed, you know, I take care of myself, I take care of my apartment. They actually have asked my sister in the medical field, who takes care of your sister? How does she get dressed every morning?
I got to interrupt you.
And we're going to go to break.
You know what
in
people
minute,
said
Michael,
to me when
so
I was walking in an airport in Atlanta?
What?
That if they were making a movie, they thought I was an actor.
Oh, yeah. Because you knew your way around.
Because
that
I knew
restaurant.
Way my round with my cane and myself. I knew my way around. Mm-hmm. And they walked over to me, pardon me, are you making a movie? And I said, why? What are you talking about? Well, you're acting like you're blind. I said, I am.
Okay.
They said I can't get over the way you know your way around. I said, well, because I've been here so many times that I'm using my cane.
Well, I had a doctor ask me one time,
who's
your caregiver?
Oh my gosh!
I said, excuse me. Chris, he said, who takes care of you? I said, I take care of me.
Right, Chris, let's go to break, and then we'll take David when we come back from break. We have to get our appetizers.
I couldn't hear the castanets.
No, but I'm telling Chris to go to break. It's 8:15.
Okay. We're going to go to break.
And then
we'll
come
right back.
Hope
you'll be
Goldfield.
Listening. And David Goldfield
yes.
will be on the line.
Technology for
Technology
the rest of us.
To the rescue.
Yes. David's very calm.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Medical Care Alert. It's something you can't be without. For a dollar a day, well, let's say you can afford it. And the point is, it'll save your life. I had two friends that have died, and one almost died. Could have changed their whole life. Who knows? But the bottom line is this. Medical Care Alert. The EMT are all American based, and they're certified. You can wear it on your neck or on your wrist. And Angie's List approved. And also have given 5 stars by many of their users. Call this phone number, 1-877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. The promo code is radio. Remember that name. Promo code radio for special pricing. Don't wait. Call today.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Welcome back. For those folks that are listening to the radio show, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, well, might not even give it out because
don't even call.
You can't call. Sorry, you can't call.
We're in the Bermuda Triangle here.
Once again, when the station got hit, and don't ask me what it hit the phone lines. It's crazy.
Okay.
Well, thank you to our loyal listeners
for
letting us know what's going on.
All over the country. We're getting texts. And
can I say that Patricia King from Orlando did win the
yes
trivia prize?
Well, how could you say that?
Because she called my cell phone and told me who sang that song.
Well, that don't you think that's unfair? Because she knows your phone line and nobody else knows your phone line.
There's a lot of people that know my phone number. It's all over the place.
Well, we'll discuss.
Okay,
that's
we'll
fine.
We'll do it.
Okay, so we'll have to get her information. All right, let's talk to
David.
So
who is it? Wait a minute. Who won?
Patricia King.
Where's she from?
Orlando.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us she won.
One of our very loyal listeners. So
tell us she just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Okay. Well, she can hear you, I think.
Okay.
Very good. Let's get to our guest, David.
David Goldfield.
And how are we doing this?
Out of Maryland.
Yeah.
David Goldfield, you out there?
I am. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear.
Mr. Tech himself.
Leave it to him. Leave it to him.
Leave it to David.
So Chris called you. How did we get you?
Yeah, I guess this is not a very good night to be listening to the radio on the internet, huh?
No, if everybody's writing and texting and
believe it or not, they can hear us in St. Louis, they can hear us in Dallas, but they can't hear us around the corner. Don't go believe it.
And that was your topic tonight, how to listen to the radio.
Yeah. How do you, let me ask you a question.
It's still valid. It's still pretty relevant.
Good.
Wait a minute. I got to ask David.
It'll all be okay.
David, how'd you get through, David?
How do I get what, Michael?
How'd you get through?
Well, it's called improvising. So I was not able, as you said, to stream through the internet, mm-hmm. and your phone line was down. So what I did was I sent Lynn, a text message saying, hey, I can't get through. Could you ask Chris to call me? So he has now called me on his cell phone, patched me through into the board. So, you know, if you can't get through the front door, there's always a side door.
Wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute. This is very important. This is what I was trying to say.
What's a metaphor?
This is what I was trying to say when we were messing around here. Why we started the radio show in the first place. And you just said something right now, David. Mm-hmm. We know, I don't know if the audience knows, David Goldfield is totally blind. Is that correct, David? They're blind.
I would not say totally. I don't have a huge amount of usable vision, but I do have some. So I would qualify myself as a very low partial.
It's probably like me. The doctor says I'm less than 10%. And I can't see faces. I can't see figures. I see a lot of shadows. But anyway, here's my point.
The weather, Harry Michael, let him
talk. My point is, here's a man that has limited eyesight, and leave it to him. He went through the front door, the back door, the side door, and here he is on the radio. And everybody else can't go through because they don't have the same technical skills that my man David Goldfield knows from Maryland.
Well, they don't know Lynn's phone number.
Even if they know Lynn's phone number, they ain't calling.
So what would you like to share with our listeners tonight, David, about listening to the radio from the smartphones?
Yeah, right. So really, I guess we're going to talk about that. As far as radio, you know, I know a lot of your listeners are blind, either total or partial, and of course have a good deal, a good amount of listeners who are sighted as well, because the show is really geared for both audiences. And probably like a lot of people, but especially blind folks, I was always into radio. I was into radio since I was a kid, way before anybody knew what the internet was. I was really interested in tuning in faraway radio stations on the AM dial. It's something that a lot of us call BXing. I didn't know that term, but I used to enjoy at night picking up stations that were really far away. And then my dad, when I was 10, told me about shortwave radio, where you could pick up radio stations from other countries, and I was really intrigued by that. So he got me into that. And what's really cool, though, is that although you can still get shortwave receivers and play around with regular radios, there are a lot of ways you can tune into radio stations using a little bit of technology, and have that station coming in as clear as a bell, just as though you were tuning it in on your FM dial, even if it's an AM radio station like this one. And so there are a couple of ways that you can do that. And one of them is probably one of the most inexpensive, is if you have one of these either Amazon Echo or Google Home devices, which are these little speakers that you plug in, and all you really need is an internet connection to get them working. You can actually just give it a command and tell it to play a radio station, and it'll just do it. So whether you have a Google Home device or an Amazon Echo, if I want to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show on Sunday night, I can just say the magic word, which I don't want to say because for people who have those devices, I don't want to trigger them. But I can mention the name, which is Alexa for the Echo or Google, and I can say, play WOKB. And she will respond and say, okay, we're playing WOKB. And within a second, the station will come in, and honestly, it will come in as clear as though you were listening to it, even on an FM dial, with no static or anything.
It's amazing.
That's how I listen to this radio show, and that's how I think a lot of people listen to Blind and Beyond Radio, as well as other stations, not just in this country. You can listen to any of the BBC stations, BBC World Service, or BBC in Canada, or, you know, stations all over the place.
in Israel, in, you know, Greece, or whatever it is, if you know the name of the station, the chances are good that you can use these devices to play that. And I'm going to talk about some other options, but before I do, I just want to know if you guys have any follow-up questions or anything that I should be clarifying.
No, because when I'm at home, David, to be honest with you, I'm listening to it through my little girlfriend. So, yeah, that's how I listen to it as well. And you're absolutely right. The whole presentation that comes across is just as clear as if you're sitting in the studio.
Yeah, the quality is phenomenal. And, you know, so a lot of people use it for their local stations, which is fine. But you can also use it for stations like this. I'm up here in Maryland, and I listen to this radio station on Sunday nights when I tune into Blind and Beyond. But I also listen to BBC World Service. I listen to, you know, a station, Ave Maria Radio, out of Michigan. And they all come in, you know, as clearly as any station that you would want to hear. Uh-huh. So that's probably the simplest and cheapest way, because you can get these devices for around $50. And honestly, you can get them even cheaper when they're on sale.
Right.
So for around $50, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, depending on the device you get, as long as you have an internet connection in your home, just plug these things in, set it up. If you may need someone's help to do the initial setup. But once you do, the device is completely driven by your voice. There's nothing to worry about seeing. There's no keyboard or any such thing.
Now, David, let me ask you, because this is a question that I've always wanted to ask. If you just have a computer and don't have a smartphone, or if you don't have a smartphone or a computer, how can you set it up?
Yeah, so that's a good question. There are a couple of ways to do it. There are apps just like on a smartphone, but even for a Windows computer, there are apps that you can get.
Did we lose him?
Awesome.
Oh, there you are.
So for Windows, one of the apps that I use on my Windows 10 machine, it used to be free. I think they now charge $15 for it, which is pretty reasonable. It's an app called Tapin Radio, and it's T-A-P-I-N. That's T as in Tango, A-P-I-N, Radio. And I think it's around $15. And that is a very easy-to-use program that you can use with a screen reader or screen enlarger. And you can either browse radio stations by genre. So you can say, show me all of the news radio stations, or show me all the jazz radio stations, or whatever category you're into, right? You can do that, or you can search for a station. So on Sunday nights, if it's, you know, I can enter the call letters for this, or for I could enter BBC, and it'll give me all of the BBC stations that I can tune in. And again, they're just as clear as they are on the Amazon Echo or Google Home. There are a few other programs that you can get for Windows, Sheila, but I would say that's probably the simplest one, because it has a huge, huge database of radio stations.
Well, what about using iTunes?
Using what?
iTunes.
TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio.
iTunes on your desktop. Can you get it to work through that app on the dot, or no?
I'm sorry, you're a little faint. Did you say iTunes?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to some stations with iTunes. The last time I checked, they didn't have as big of a selection. They do have some. For example, I don't know if this radio station is in iTunes. It wasn't a huge catalog of stations the last time I checked.
They just reduced it. Now there's another company called radio.com.
No, iTunes is not the same as TuneIn Radio.
I haven't tried it, so I don't know how usable it is with screen readers, but that is one that has a lot of stations. I mean, there's iHeartRadio. And usually the website of a radio station will have a link on there that will say listen live or listen. And you can also select that link and do it. That's fine, except that you're limited to just that one radio station, whereas apps like Tap-In Radio or the radio.com website gives you a huge catalog of radio stations that you can listen to. But I haven't been to radio.com, so I don't know how well that works. When I'm in Windows, I usually use the Tap-In Radio app, because that will allow you to hear some of what's on radio.com plus a ton of other stations that are, you know, perhaps more difficult to get, and they're all as clear as a bell.
Well, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's awesome. And for if any of you your listeners might have an iPhone or an iPad or an Android device, there are also apps that you can use. The two that I use on my iPhone, there's one called TuneIn Radio, which is actually where the Amazon Echo gets most of it, not all, but a lot of it, radio stations. And there's another app that gets even more in some way called Ootunes. It's a weird name, but it's OOTUNES. Ootunes is not free, but I think it's only about $4 or $5. It might be $4.99. But it's well worth it because it's a one-time fee. You don't pay anything else afterward, and you get access to a huge, huge catalog of radio stations, including this one. So when I want to listen to this show on my iPhone, I can access it through either app, but I happen to really like Ootunes, and I have WOKB in my favorites, so I don't even have to go searching around for it. I just open my favorites list, and WOKB's right in there. Just double tap on that, and I hear Blind and Beyond Radio coming right out of my phone as clear as though I were sitting next to you guys.
Well, and I can do that with the Victor Reader Stream as well on their internet radio part of the new stream, the second new generation. It has the Ootunes, and you can do the same thing.
Yes, I forgot about that, and that's true. So, yeah, Humanware has this really cool reader called the Victor Reader Stream, and they've had a couple of models. The first model doesn't have internet radio, but the second one that you're talking about does, the next generation Victor Stream. It's a nice unit. It costs around around $350 or so, more or less. Sometimes they have some sales. Their official U.S. price, I think, is $369, but I've often seen it on sale for around $319. And I'm assuming that the Victor Reader Trek does that as well, which not only allows you to read books and listen to things, but it also tells you where you are, and it's a GPS system. And that's another thing maybe in a future show we could talk about is GPS and using this technology to kind of figure out where am I, and if I need to go from my house to, you know, the store, how do I do that? And you can program a route for that. So that's a whole other kettle.
Yeah,
it's
a great show. That would be a great show.
I don't know how you find time to, David, I follow you on LinkedIn too, and you know everything that's going on to the second. All the latest and greatest technology. It's amazing.
Oh, I only wish that were true, Lynn.
Well, it seems that. Do you ever sleep? You're always telling people about the new technology.
Well, I do keep up with it, and I have a lot of sources, but there are also a lot of shortcuts. So a lot of people might think that I spend hours every day keeping up with this.
Well, you
and
don't
the
have
truth
to tell
is
your
that
secret.
I don't. although some people might think I do. There are a lot of apps and things that I can collect all of these things and quickly peruse them. There's a lot of little tricks you can use to get topics on or news on certain topics that you're interested in and to go through them very quickly and very efficiently. So, but yeah, I do go on LinkedIn. Anybody's, you know, free to
find me on there, and I often post articles about either Braille or blindness technology. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this now. I've been into it for, 27 plus years, and I've been using it since 1987. So wow. It's a passion of mine, and I like to keep up with it and also to try to empower other people to use it who might have thought that they couldn't do it.
Well, all righty. So we're looking forward to the next time you call in, and we'll talk about GPS and how you get from A to B.
David, can I ask how your dad's doing?
He's good. Yeah, we can talk about that off the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if he was doing okay.
Yeah.
We're going to break.
Yep, thanks.
Well, thank you very much, David.
Thank you, David.
Hey, thank you, David, for calling in. Thank you.
Lynn, Michael, Sheila, take care. Sheila, it's great to hear your voice, and thanks for hanging out on the show.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, talk to you soon.
Thank
you,
take
David.
Take care. Have a good
bye
week.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Go on a break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid Container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Well, we're still having difficulties.
And we have lightning and thunder outside. Fire
engines. I understand from some folks that are nearby, they can't, the televisions are down and everything else in the area. Well, the storm's everywhere. We're on the air. So.